Good, a place to sit down. How about that? People are so appalled at the deliberateness required to work horses, but what they don't understand is how it centers you in the job and keeps you present and keeps you caring and keeps you observant and keeps you responsible and keeps you in contact with these two animals who you love, you know? So going out to work with them is, every day is it's a reminder that it's an experiment. You say, I have this goal, but you know that something, you could be halfway to the field and, I don't know, something could break, or you notice that one of the horses is suddenly lame, or there's a thunderstorm, or a wheel fell off the disc and you didn't notice it, or something. It's you have a goal, but you at the same time, every day, you accept the fact that it is a goal, it may not be achieved. And that is a daily test, in a daily lesson in humility, because it's just, as you can see, it's a fair amount of work to harness a pair of horses, even if you're 25. And I'm just a few years past 25, and I notice that it feels like, sometimes almost feels like a day's work to harness them. And you think, well, okay, I've harnessed them. Maybe I'll go lie down for a little while. But to do it and know that there's no certainty, be willing to give it your all without the guarantee of certainty. This makes good people. It makes patient people. It makes people with a little more of a philosophical approach to life, and not a material expectation, which we are just drowning in. Wow, just drowning. Drowning. Plus, I love to be able to love what I do. I wouldn't want to have to say I loved and then not love. So the horses are so wonderful to work with and such absolute gems when it comes to saying, okay, is this what we're doing today? Okay, all right, let's do it, you know? They're the ones who are sweating out there, not me, right? They're doing what I ask, and that makes me responsible for what I ask them to do, and me responsible for how I ask them to do it. And it's just, it's such a enormous joy to be able to ask two huge 2,000-pound horses to work with you on a hot day in the garden and do the job beautifully and all be absolutely happy at the end of it, you know? No aggravation and no stumbling. But, you know, stumbles happen, but I'm so thankful for that, Palmer.
Yeah, it's unique.
It didn't used to be unique, but it is now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we have to work on that. Yeah. Kind eye. Like most mornings, we worked. After early morning hay and a thorough brushing, I tended to the harnessing, implement readying, gate opening, while they digested their roughage. After a spell of very hot weather and too many flies for comfort, the cool morning air was most welcome. Horses put to the cultivator, we proceeded through the rows of carrots, beans, onions, and beets, like a comb pulled through hair, row upon row. Cocking my head back at the bottom of the field to see how well we'd done, while horses stood momentarily in the last cover of shade, the sun rising higher every minute. Sensing the horses' enjoyment, we turned into the next row, lining up as best we could to start in nice and straight, the newer mare with a skip of happiness in her step. We made short work of it all. It being over too soon was our combined sentiment as we returned to the barn. In a few minutes' time, well, perhaps a half an hour, up and down and up and down, we took out the weeds and left the crop in half an acre, accomplishing a week's worth of weeding, if done by hand. I love to admire the garden after a cultivation. I could stare at it all day. It looks like hope to me, hope and joy. The biggest gift of all I want you to understand is standing with the team afterwards, content at the manger with a bit of hay. Their own palpable sense of accomplishment, their sense of our harmonious triangle. We thank each other every time, pats on the necks, and happy words from me to them. And best of all, from the mares to me, a kind eye, the highest recompense. If I get to design where I live when I'm 80, if I get to be 80, it's going to definitely have to include chickens in the house because they are the best company and they're really appreciative of my cooking. I really like that.